Islam, life in Islam, life in Islam, life in Islam.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام والله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us O the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجا بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه واله Marhaba, 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 ahlan wa sahlan bikum to all our viewers and listeners of Madini Channel. Remember, dear viewers, over and again in different ahadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have learned that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had explained about tawbah, tawbatan nasuha, what it is to have all your sins forgiven. But before we even ask for forgiveness, dear viewers of Madini Channel, what's very important for us to learn and for us to know is that Allah's rahmat is very vast. Allah's rahmah, Allah Azza wa Jalla's mercy is there to forgive the banda. His mercy is with his bondsman. But unfortunately, we don't search for his mercy, dear viewers of Madini Channel. We violate his right, though he provides for us. We don't follow his commandments, though he is our sustainer. He has created us and given us more than we deserve, but yet we disobey him. Yet from the time of our birth, we have not been obedient to him. For many people out there, they don't even remember when last they have even performed a salah, read their salah, when they have kept their roza. For every reason we have reasons to say that we are sick or we can't go ahead, we can't do this, we can't do that. Allah Azza wa Jalla, who is there to pardon the grave sins that we have committed in the darkness of nights when we assume that no one was watching, those sins that we committed that we ourselves are ashamed of. He Azza wa Jalla says in the Holy Quran, and it is he who accepts repentance from his bondsman and pardons the sin and knows whatever you do. Allahu Akbar. From this verse we have learned, dear viewers, surely the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla is endless. And together with endless is uncountable. Subhanallah. We, such as his sinful bondsman, disobey him day and night, violate his rights, his divine rights. But even then, he Azza wa Jalla continues to give us more and more every time. हम खाना भी खा रहे होते हैं सांस भी ले रहे होते हैं कपड़े भी पहन रहे होते हैं सब कुछ है हमारे पास बट द ट्रूथ ऑफ द मैटर इज वी आंट 100% ओबेइंग हिज कमांडमेंट्स डिस्पाइट द फैक्ट दैट वी डू नॉट ओबे हिम अल्लाह हैव नॉट डिप्राइव्ड अस ऑफ एनी ब्लेसिंग ऑफ एनी नियामत इफ वी कमिट ए सिन ड्यू टू बीइंग ए ह्यूमन वी शुड नॉट डिले शोइंग रिपेंटेंस डियर व्यूअर्स ऑफ मदनी चैनल Because we are the banda and he is the creator. Having great expectation from Allah Azza wa Jalla, we should hope for forgiveness. We should have this hope that he Azza wa Jalla will forgive our sins. You know, a Bedouin comes in the bargah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who on the day of judgment will take our accountability? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then replied and said, Allah Azza wa Jalla will take our accountability. That A'rabi, that villager, he then asked, will Allah Azza wa Jalla himself take accountability? The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, yes, Allah Azza wa Jalla on the day of judgment will take accountability. Thereafter the Bedouin smiled. Nabi Kareem Rauf al-Rahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the reason for his smile. He humbly said, when the merciful has power over someone, he forgives. When he calls someone to account, he forgives. Allah Azza wa Jalla is so merciful. That's why I'm smiling. Then the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied to the Bedouin by saying, the Bedouin has spoken the truth. Be informed that there is no one who is most merciful than Allah Azza wa Jalla. He Azza wa Jalla is the most merciful. Then the Bedouin recited some ash'ar, some couplets he composed. And he says, when the right of the merciful is proven to a person, he forgives him due to his own respect. He wrote one couplet. He says, he overlooks the disobedient person and forgives his sins, though he is proved that he is a sinner and a criminal. But this is the court of the most merciful. He forgives all the sins of the people. This Bedouin began reciting these ash'ar and couplets in the barga of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So it is the truth, dear viewers of Madini channel. Hum gunahgar hain, magar hum kiske hain? Who do we belong to? Allahu Akbar, we belong to Allah Azza wa Jal, as the poet says so beautifully.
Maine mana ke sab se bura hu, kiska hu tera hu, main tera hu. Naz-e-rahmat pe mujhko bada hai, ya khuda tujhse meri dua hai.
Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, there's so much to be said, mashallah. Aap is cheez ko zehn nashin kar le. Remember, it is wajib to have good expectation from Allah Azza wa Jal. Haan. One should not be disobedient with his mercy at all. He will forgive your sins. What have you committed? What wrong have you done? Where have you been wrong in your life? What is wrong happening to you right now at the moment? He blesses whoever he wants in the way he Azza wa Jalla desires and wishes. If he wants, he can torment us for only one sin. Or if he wants, he can forgive us by his favors for the sake of only one virtuous deed. Ek sawab ki badle mein Allah Ta'ala jannat bhi ata farma sakta hai. Aur ek guna ki badle mein wo jahannam bhi de sakta hai. Revealing good news of forgiveness to the sinners in order to forgive them. He Azza wa Jalla, even in the next part of the Holy Quran Pak, he says, he Azza wa Jalla, subhanallah, for our motivation, he Azza wa Jalla in the Holy Quran Pak has revealed, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Say you, yani, O my beloved Habib Sallam, O my slaves, those who have committed excess against their own souls, those who have oppressed their own souls by committing sins, do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Do not lose hope in Allah's mercy. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins. إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Indeed, He only is the often forgiven, the most merciful. He will forgive your sins. Kaun sa guna kiya? Allah ki bargah mein to aao, dekho na. Waha kya nahi milta? Today the youngster out there doesn't want to repent. I'm too jawan. My blood is too new to repent right now. People repent usually in their old age. This is the misconception of the devil of shaitan. Nikle is chise bahar nikle. We should repent for all the sins we have committed. There are so many beautiful points, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, we are going to mention. A very important thing, dear viewers, let's look at the youth out there in this day and age, right? We have a large number of youngsters out there who listen to raves, who listen to music, who say that this music is actually the food for thought. Astaghfirullah, al-a'adhu billah. This is the food for the soul. Ruh ki ghiza hai. Astaghfirullah. Na jaane kya kya baate karte hain. Dear viewers of Madini channel, especially the youth, especially parents out there who are grooming their children. If your son is somebody or your daughter is someone who listens to music quite often and they dance upon music, they should make tawbah. This is the tawbah they should be making. Living in najais rishtas, having najais samman, having, you know, relationship which are, of course, against the sharia, is something which, besides taking away the barakah and making you a ghareeb and destitute, it causes the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal. It will most definitely cause the person to be inflicted with azab in the qabr as well as in the hereafter. But dear viewers, shaitan has kept us so tied to this that people do repent. But when they feel that now I can't enjoy my life anymore, I'm becoming old, so now let's repent. Repentance is not the name of committing that in the old age. Repentance means not that you only ask for forgiveness in old age. There is no age for repentance, dear viewers of Madani channel. What punishment Allah Azza wa Jalla has kept out there for people who love music, who enjoy the music? What types of punishment are there for them? Whether Hindi ho, Sindhi ho, just be language mein music ho, dear viewers of Madani channel. As long as we have regarded that the food for our souls, we used to sleep listening to music, wake up listening to music, fight with our families and members because of the raves and music. We committed every evil action because that music was a language which is to speak to us and tell us the things to do. Alas,
when you're really sorry about what have happened to you and what you have done. For example, music itself is a large sin which is committed worldwide. It's not only in South Africa, Pakistan, jai, UK, jai, jahan jai, dunya mein. We have a large number of youngsters who are stuck to raves, who are hooked onto music. Remember, music is an invention of shaitan. We have heard this before. In fact, Hazrat Sayyidina Data Ganj Bakhsh Ali Hajwiri Rahmatullahi Ta'ala has narrated in connection that Allah Azza wa Jalla had granted the Prophet Dawood Alayhi Salatu Wasalam very beautiful and melodious voice. Even the mountains would sway when hearing his perfect voice. Birds would fall to the ground as they flew above in the skies. Animals and beasts would hear his voice and come out of the jungles. Trees would begin to sway from side to side. Flowing rivers would come to a standstill. Wild animals in the jungles would stop eating and drinking. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madini Channel, his voice was so sweet. Subhanallah, subhanallah. That he would preach with his voice. People would listen to him and come towards him. People will abandon sinning. People will abandon committing haram actions on this planet. And his sweet voice was a source of attraction towards people. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam's voice was a source of attraction. Yes. So music, dear viewers of Madani Channel, is something which plays a major role in a person's life. It's a lot of people committed murders. When asked why you did this, music made me do that. The rave made me do that. People drinking alcohol, what made you do that? Music. Killed your mother and father, what? Music. You robbed the shop, why? Music had driven me in that path. I don't know. So many accidents have taken place. Upon arrival on scene, it is said that the body parts were scattered all over the road. But in the car, after such a tragic accident, it is said that the music was still playing. The heads were separated from the bodies, but the music was still playing. Shaitan taken this as a threat that, what do I do? So then Shaitan invented the flute, and he was the first to invent this. So that then there were two groups of people, one that used to listen to Shaitan, and the other that used to listen to Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sayyidina Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti Shafi'i Rahmatullahi Ta'ala says, keep away from music because it incites the feeling of lust. Allah, Allah. It destroys the sharam and haya. The shame of a person. See, people are shameless who listen to music. You see them dancing anywhere on the road. Who's watching you? What actions are you doing? You're opening your satr and revealing your body parts. It's music. It's like intoxicates like wine. It intoxicates like sharab. It makes you do things that you don't even know why you're doing and for what you're doing. May Allah forgive our sins. Seek forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Say no to that. I will not watch any haram. I will protect my eyes, inshallah, Zawajal. You want to listen to music, Allahu Akbar. What is the real food for the soul, dear viewers of Madani Channel? By listening to these narrations which I have mentioned to you, we have got to know that listening to music and songs is haram act leading to hell. But our modern thinking and our love for music, Allahu Akbar, has kept it in this way. But dear viewers of Madani Channel, there's another dhikr you can make it. That's called dhikrullah. Through this music, you will go to Jahannam, but through the dhikr, you will go to Jannah. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Pay heed. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, pay heed. Only in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jalla is satisfaction to hearts. Subhanallah. Salah is the food for soul, not music. Roza is the food to the soul, not music. Looking at your parents' face with muhabba and love is the food for soul, not music. Reading your namaz ba jama'at is the food for the soul, not the music. Obeying your asatiza and teachers is the food to the soul, not the music, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Salah is the food for the soul. The zikr is the food to the soul. If you want to revive your soul, like how you're feeling your body is falling apart due to the fast. Likewise, the soul is also falling apart because of being away from dhikrullah. The moment you feed the soul the zikr, it will revive. And it will get closer to Allah Azza wa Jalla. And then you will seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Open the books of ahadith and see what blessings are there for those who repent and those who seek forgiveness, those who make tawbatillah, those who make sajda and they accept this sin and say, Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, I know I have done this crime. I know I have wronged you, Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla. And I am now seeking forgiveness and I make a sincere intention not to go back there. If everyone start counting their sins and stop focusing on other people, start focusing within yourselves. All the fights will come to an end. All the quarrels will come to an end. And then you will attain Allah's forgiveness. We have a lot of issues out there, especially with regards to the new generation and the new ideology, inshallah. So
What are some of the things that you could do to get your sins forgiven? Remember, Tawbat al-Nasuha kare. Tawbat al-Nasuha ka matlab kya hai? We all should target Tawbat al-Nasuha. We all should target for that and request for that, beg for that, ask for that. A person is freed from all his sins that he had committed, and he is completely cleaned and purified from sins. So there are various ways. Istighfar. You know, Salat al-Tawbah hum nahi padhte hain. Try to form the habit of reading Salat al-Tawbah every night. Every single night. If you have not formed this habit, trust me, form the habit, because through the salah you see blessings in your life as well. Shaitan is there. Shaitan is after us. Shaitan is our open enemy. Shaitan is our open enemy. Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Holy Quran had said, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ مُبِينٌ. So we are commanded not to follow the footsteps of the devil, for he is our open enemy, but still, instead of following our teachers, our parents, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who is our role model, the heart is always inclined towards what shaitan has put us onto. Why do we still commit sins? Because we have not locked our carnal desires. Shaitan within us that diverts our attention towards business and towards excessive money in the world to plot and plan and to deceive. That nafs which makes a person go and commit fornication, the nafs which puts a person into such sins and burdens his shoulders with that sins that he can't even then ask for maaf. It's a nafs. So let's rectify the nafs and the desires. Dear viewers, fear our Rabb. Youngsters, the youth out there, girls, boys, whoever we are, young or small, rich or poor, we all should equally fear Allah like we're rightfully supposed to fear Him. It's due to not having the fear of Allah, not having the fear of our Rabb, we are very open and very bold when committing sins. Hum khauf kyun nahi karte hain? Uski wajah yahi hai ki hamare paas khauf-e-khuda nahi hai. Duniya ka khauf hai, maa-baap ka khauf hoga, teacher ka khauf hoga, paisa khone ka khauf hoga, magar khauf-e-khuda hi nahi hai, jiski wajah se bakiya khauf dil se nikal jate hain. So let's bring in that khauf which will allow the other fears to eradicate from our hearts. So let's allow the khauf and the fear of Allah to enter so that the fear for the rest of the world could leave us and we could live a smooth and comfortable life. A life of repentance. A life with true repentance. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's turn towards Allah Azza wa Jal. Until next time, stay good, be good, do good. Wherever you are, dear viewers, keep sharing the viewers of Madani Channel. Keep letting others know about Madani Channel, about your Da'awat Islami, and join this fragrant movement of Quran and Sunnah and spread the message of Allah Azza wa Jal and His Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Until next time, keep reciting Durood e Pak. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam.
Life in Islam. Life in Islam. Life in Islam. Life in Islam.